And in sports, I'm Jason Dinesen. The Minnesota Twins got two-run homers from Byron Buxton and Austin Martin in the seventh inning to rally past Boston last night, 8-6 at Fenway Park. Manager Derek Shelton.
Yeah, it wasn't a clean game. I mean, even for us, we didn't play a clean game. We threw the ball away. Keish made the error late. But overall, we continued to battle. So I was really proud of our group and good start to a long road trip.
The Twins are at Boston again this afternoon at 3:10 with Taj Bradley getting the start. The St. Paul Saints beat Omaha last night 9-5. St. Mary's softball was eliminated in the Super Regionals on Friday as they lost to Simpson College of Iowa 8-5, while Bethany Lutheran baseball beat Adrian College of Michigan 3-2 in Game 1 of the Baseball Super Regionals. The Minnesota Lynx are at Chicago today in WNBA action. The Lynx are coming off a 100-72 win over Toronto and are 3-2 on the season. Coach Cheryl Reeve says the team is starting to find an identity.
Our starting five, they've really got a nice chemistry, and they take turns in the ways that we hit people, whether it's Liv's drives, Max shooting, Courtney, whether her pull-ups or knocking down threes.
Tip-off is at noon. Minnesota United hosts Real Salt Lake this afternoon, with the match starting at 3:30. University of Minnesota golfer Isabella McCauley is tied for 13th at 2-under par after the first round of the NCAA Division I Women's Golf National Championships in California. Rudy Gobert has been named to the NBA's All-Defensive First Team for the third year in a row, and University of Minnesota defensive back John Nestor has been named to the annual watch list for the Lott Trophy, which is given annually to college football's top defensive player. This is MNN.